Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Well, happy Sunday, everybody. God bless you all. Thank you for joining us today on this wonderful day. Good news is the fires are getting under control out here in California. Praise the Lord. Several are actually out. The others are being contained. It's good. The weather's cooler now, which is helping the firefighters. So we praise God for that in Jesus' name. Glory to your holy name. Okay. Praise the Lord. So, but we are going to pray about Southern California because these fires have been very devastating. There's a lot of hurting, challenging people out there. And one newscaster actually put up a picture of Palisades. And next to it, put a picture of Hiroshima after the bomb dropped. And except for the fact that the Palisades was the color, you really couldn't tell the difference. That's how damaging these fires have been out here. It was amazing to see that. It's kind of like a real wide awakening of just what can happen. But it does show how one of the things we have to do here is to make sure we're hearing from the Holy Spirit to be in the right place at the right time. They're not going to say this on the news. I'm going to tell you that there were people who heard from the Holy Spirit and got out early. And there's people who didn't and didn't leave in time. Those who heard were protected. God led those who heard through the minefield. He was trying to tell everybody. He's no respecter of person. But our job is to receive. We're going to work on that a little bit more today as we talk about things. See, I brought my beautiful wife, Pastor Karen, up here. We're going to tag team this today as we like to do every once in a while, which is fun. But the bottom line is that as we come to these challenging times, you hear me say this a lot. I'm going to just drill it into you because you need to keep feeding on this. You must be in position to hear from the Holy Spirit. You must be ready to hear and obey at a nanosecond's notice. Okay? Pastor Karen?
So, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you now, Lord God, and we're not aware of any sins. And in the name of Jesus, thank you for cleansing us of all unrighteousness, according to 1 John 1:9. We ask you to have mercy and give grace to those that have gone through these challenges in Southern California because of the wildfires, those that are still pending, those that still may be under evacuation orders because they're still in the area where the fire is still raging, those that are able to repopulate and go back to their neighborhoods, are thankful that they have buildings that are standing, but there's some that have had such smoke damage and other things that it's going to take a lot. Lord, they need more grace because the insurance companies dropped thousands and thousands and thousands of people months before the fire broke out. They don't know how they're going to rebuild. But Lord, you can help each person, especially those that cry out to you, those that are part of the body of Christ especially. But have mercy on everyone. Everyone needs help, Lord God. Make a way where there is no way. Those that have lost loved ones, Lord, we ask that you comfort anyone that has lost anyone in it for any reason, not just through the fires. And give the oil of joy for mourning. Give them peace. Towards the end of the end times, that there are more and more challenging things that we will face. But with you, God, we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. So be with us, guide us, lead us, help us to grow so close to you that we are very sharp in hearing your voice, in having mental acuity, in having the awareness that when you are warning us, so we would heed it and recognize readily. Now, Lord, we ask you for what the devil meant for evil. God, would you turn it around somehow into good? No matter what was devastating, that you could give blessings to people, help them move forward, Help them to have that hope of that future of what you want to have them do on this earth and fulfill their calling, fulfill their destinies. And there are people hurting all over this world. There are tragedies in many places, but you, God, you and you alone are our help in time of need. We come to the throne of grace to obtain mercy right now in these needy times. And as we continue to learn to release and increase, that we could release the past, release the pain, release the hurts, release the discouragement, release the disappointment, and increase in our fortitude that is going to persist. No matter what comes our way, we are not going to quit. We're not going to give up. We are pressing on to the mark of our high calling. And we can do that because you strengthen us. You give us the spirit of power and love. You equip us. You encourage us to come. You are the one that is always there for us, no matter what. And Jesus will always be with us. We ask your Holy Spirit to open the eyes of our understanding today and flood us with more light of your word of what else we need to do to prepare.
All right. If you're ready, you can press mouth now. Please repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware of any sin.
I'm not aware of any sin.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Of all righteousness. For the first time in my life. This is a righteous thing to start with the kingdom of God. I'm going to pray everybody now. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, for Hebrews 4:16, we fearlessly, confidently, and boldly draw near to the throne of grace of God's unmerited favor. We receive mercy and find grace to help in this devastating and challenging time for every need. With God's appropriate and well-timed help that comes now when we need it the most. We agree together in prayer with these sand and the winds stay calm. Every fire is extinguished now. In the name of God, to help everyone, especially Christians and our loved ones, we pray that the Holy Spirit helps each person who's grieving any loss of loved ones, homes, businesses, livelihood, and everything important to them. We ask you, Lord, for divine provision, divine protection, and more patience to our communities and our region has rebuilt and recovered. We continue to bind up fear, frustration, and trauma as well. We forgive anyone if there was any mistakes, errors, negligence, or malintent, like there are any arsonists. We bind up the demons, devils, and evil spirits of arson, fires, windstorms, looting, scammers. And in the name of Jesus, we'll continue to walk as a loving, forgiving people so our prayers will not be hindered. We pray for extra grace and mercy over the 100,000 or so or more of those who've been evacuated and displaced. We thank God for the Pastor Karen and I were able to rescue Frida from an evacuated zone. It was like a war zone. Okay. We endeavor to reach out to everyone in need and support them all with our love and our continued intercession since we have a long road ahead. The city officials say we're not out of the woods yet because there are predicted more high winds returning from the Monday to Wednesday. We cancel, make null and void those predictions. We speak to our weather systems to be calm and for those fires not only to be extinguished, but no new fires will break out in the name of Jesus. Again, we have a wrong Lord had to rebuild and move forward. God's mercy will help us to restore better than before in the name of Jesus. We pray for a revival of God to come to California in the name of Jesus. It's been good to see so many people putting their differences aside and neighbor helping neighbor. I agree with the devil meant for evil. God will turn around for good in the name of Jesus. Everyone that agrees this prayer, say amen.
Amen.
You know, Pastor Karen and I were at a function yesterday. And we saw people we haven't seen for, gosh, well before the pandemic, some for 10 years or better. And almost everybody was talking about how the people all just came together to help one another. It was actually, you could see just the love of God amongst the people here. It's been very touching to see. Okay? So praise the Lord. So we started the series called Release and Increase.
Mm-hmm.
Fulfilling this prophetic word that God gave my wife, Pastor Karen, and me. God told us to encourage people to release the past hurts, trauma, and bad memories, praying for God to release us to more of His goodness, His divine provision. God promised us His increase. And I pray in the name of Jesus that God increases us today, more of His grace, His mercy, His oil of joy for mourning of any loss, more encouragement in place of discouragement, more godly wisdom for direction to move on, more compassion for those who have been negatively affected by any of the ravages of the devil. We stand together strong in the Lord, in the power of His might, who's given us supernatural strength, because we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us.
So we're going to do Release and Increase Part 3, and we're just going to do a very brief summary. In Part 1, Pastor James talked about don't quit, but press on. That is to press on to the goal to win the supreme or heavenly prize to which God in Christ Jesus is calling you upward. What is that? If you don't know what that is, then you need to really sit down this week and ask God, what is my goal that you want me to accomplish? What do you want me to do in 2025? It's hard to have a fulfilled life and bear fruit when you don't know where you're going. You need a map. So we have a monthly action plan. We work on that. Some people use their matrix. Some people have a to-do list. Some people have their prayer list. And so when you have a map and you work on that, you know where you are, where you need to go. What's going to happen between here, point A to point B, is how do you go step by step to accomplish those things? How do you know if you're progressing or not, if you're not charting or measuring some form of improvement? So I don't like to be stagnant. You know, the Dead Sea, why it's dead? Water goes in it, nothing comes out. So we want to have that flow of the blessings that God gives us flow out through us to other people. Amen. And B, release the past to move forward. We've been ministering this for a long time. Pastor James talked about that, that if you don't leave what's behind, including the memories, including the regret or the guilt or the woulda, shoulda, coulda, then you are blocking your progress to your future of where your blessings are. And so we ask you, Holy Spirit, to help each one right now to release all the past, release all the memories of it, so that they can increase and go towards their future and do what God wants each one to do, that only each of you individually can accomplish that one important thing that God is calling you to do. And see, was a prophetic word for you from God for 2025 that you are being caused to release so much of those things that were anchoring you and stopping you from moving towards where God needed you to be. And so then when you get rid of that, there's now room for God to have divine release to impart to you the things that you need to be equipped so that you can increase in your faith, increase in your anointing, increase in the amount of encouragement and joy, increase in your vision and expand it, increase in your productivity, and increase in your health and healing, increase in your wealth, increase in your wisdom and perspective of things that God wants you to do. So it's very important that if you want to increase, you must release to get that done. And then D, press on towards your morning miracles as you embrace in a deeper way the morning miracle book, because God gave that to Pastor James so that everybody would be able to receive the miracles they need in tried and true way of a lifestyle, a daily lifestyle that really works, so that every need you have is met in there, and then you could share that with other people so they can also get their morning miracles. And as we seek first the kingdom of God, He will add everything that you need. Why? Because He diligently rewards those that diligently seek Him. And so, ABC at 6:33, we thank you, Lord God, that as you assemble yourselves together with the body of Christ on a regular basis here at ABC, you will see Matthew 6:33 operating in your life. As you seek God early and seek God first, He will give you everything that you need. And the triple triumphant prayer method that was explained to you last week is so important for those of you who aren't aware of it. And the ones that have on a regular basis, we see them going from victory to victory. We see them being persistent and diligent. They didn't give up, and they're continuing on. And we are so excited about what God is doing in their lives as they're using intercession, and we're teaching how to prophetically intercede. That is beyond regular intercession. Intercession is standing in the gap for someone. Prophetic intercession is letting the Holy Spirit use us to prophesy what does not exist and bring it into existence, because we are being led by the Spirit of God. And then couple that with the prayer of agreement, where, of course, if two or more agree on anything on this earth, it shall be done by our Heavenly Father. And when we're unified, nothing that we imagine to do will be withheld from us. So as we do all of these together, as we're praying in tongues together for an hour, which you should be doing anyway, but when you're doing it by yourself, it is powerful. But when you are bringing your anointing and joining in with other people, there is this corporate anointing that it just becomes exponentially greater and more powerful. And we are doing great exploits for God. The other day, the Lord had us go into the enemy camp, back what was rightfully ours, and it was just so amazing. And people were seeing in the spirit realm exactly what we were doing, as we were being led by God how to pray, how to be very precise in what we were praying for, and we saw some immediate results. So it was very exciting. So we want to teach you that, those of you that want to join us. Use the triple triumphant prayer method to pray, affirm, and intercede, as you'll see in letter G. Go back last week if you missed that teaching. And also, Pastor James taught how to deal with devastation challenges. Remember, what was lost, you have precious memories, and the good memories God wants you to remember, and He wants you to start making new memories so that whatever was lost is not held in something that can be burned up, right? And so it will be held within you, and you will always have that with you, okay?
Okay, so let's go to letter I on your outline. We were asking you to expand your vision for 2025. Those of you that have a vision, then we want you to utilize that today and expand it even greater than what you have already. Those of you that don't really know what your vision or goal is in life, we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to show you what that is and show you specifically what to do in 2025. So we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to help you with that right now.
Now, when you write a vision, write the what and the why. Don't put the how in the vision. The vision is I want to do X, and why is why you want to do it. How is a different setup? Because when you start writing the hows down there, that allows challenges and confusion to come in or changes. You want your vision to stay focused on what you're doing. For example, if somebody's building a church, they put a vision of a church. This is what they want to do. Why they want some people to come into it. How it gets done is a whole different program. We'll talk about that another time. So just your vision is your what and your why is what you want in your vision.
Except for the ones that do know the what and the why, you're going to be expanding that to broaden it. And I think today the Lord is going to show them the how.
Yes, but the how goes on a different page. It's not in the vision.
Right.
It's a different setup. So if you're if you're building a building, you got a concept of what you want to do. Your plans are another set because the plans may change as you're doing it, but the vision for the building stays the same.
Right. Your vision is going to be build this building.
Okay.
What kind of building? What is it for? Then that's like your main title. But then as you expand into that vision, the Lord might say to you, I want you to use mainly clear glass that has shading from the sun so that you could see out. I mean, it's still part of your vision, but there's specific things he might want to do with that vision, because there's a lot of people have their vision, but now the Lord is going to show them in 2025 what that vision is going to flourish in. Okay, so this is the exercise we're going to do right now.
Okay, fine.
All right. So, but Pastor James is right. If you didn't have a vision, just write on that one thing, your vision. And those of you that have your vision, you're ready to go to the next level. But those of you that are starting, you need to focus on the what. Because if you don't know what it is, how can you move forward? So this is where we're going to do the visualization. If you have some thoughts as we were talking about this and you thought to yourself, gee, God wants me to do this, or I thought he wanted me to do this, but I could never accomplish that. I don't have that kind of money. That is the devil trying to steal your vision. Let's like change that channel and magnetize to you what God is showing you. Remember, he's the one that he's going to equip what he wants you to have. So he is going to give you what he wants you to accomplish for him. This is where we have to raise our faith level and say, okay, Lord, if this is you, I thank you for providing it. Once you say that, then the provision is dispatched to you. But if you say, no, that can never happen, you're going to get what you say. Can we change our perspective and line up with what the Word of God says? Can we expand into the next level of glory? Can we exercise our faith to be stretched like saltwater taffy? You don't think it can go any further, then all of a sudden, when it becomes pliable, it's like, wow, it became way bigger because we allow God to stretch us. He wouldn't give you that vision if he didn't believe that you could accomplish it. We believe you can accomplish it, and we're going to help support you get there. So any negativity, we're going to get out, and we're going to discard those negative thoughts. We're not going to allow them back into our mindset. We are going to visualize God's word, and it'll magnetize that what seems impossible can become possible because the goodness of God, the resources of God, everything he needs to give you will come to you because you are obedient. You are hearing and obedient to do his word for you. If you don't have a goal for 2025, I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to give that to you. So everyone get a piece of paper, a pen, or on your phone or computer. And this is going to be a workshop where God is going to do something. He's going to give you something to write your vision, make it plain, and he's going to have you run with it in 2025. Some of you, he's brushing off something he gave you a long time ago. It got dusty because you put it aside. Maybe life got too, you know, occupied with a lot of things in your schedule, and it's time to move with it, okay? So we're going to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to show you these things, and wherever you're at, he wants you to move a step higher in 2025. So, Pastor James, can you pray for them to get their vision, those that don't have, and expand it, those that do?
Heavenly Father, in the name of you, we praise, worship, we glorify your holy name. We start this new year, 2025. We're looking to you, Lord, tell us exactly what you want us to do for this year. Lead us and guide us in everything that we're supposed to do. And if there's some of the past we put on the back burner to bring forward, fine. Something new, fine. Whatever it is, Lord. We humbly submit ourselves to you to follow you, Lord, to lead us and guide us. And what goals, objectives, and visions are you looking for us to do for you, Lord, in Jesus' name? So as we take this time to write this down, let us know exactly what we're going to do and how we're going to bless your kingdom in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're just going to be silent and wait on the Lord because he's going to be speaking to a lot of people and might give you a picture in your mind, might give you some thoughts. Let's just wait on God and see what he does.
I thank you, Lord God, according to Psalm 103, 2-5, Amplified Version, that as we pray this over each person, you bless, as you bless the Lord, and forget none of his benefits, and he forgives all of our iniquities, he heals us, he has redeemed us, he beautifies, dignifies, and
crowns each of us with loving kindness and tender mercy. Thank you, Lord, that we are satisfying our mouth with the word of God. And each of us, you are renewing our youth like the eagles, strong, overcoming, and soaring. Strengthen each of us, Lord God, to run with what you have appointed us to do for 2025. Thank you, Lord God, for increasing us in spiritual wisdom, and that we're going to use your wisdom to operate in a greater degree with more of God's wisdom, in Jesus' name.
Section J, wisdom, wisdom. Now, y'all know Solomon. He went and asked the Lord for wisdom. He was extremely blessed. Okay? Blessed be Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ himself.
So when someone is adopted in a Hebrew culture, they don't become the second class citizen. It's not like the Cinderella story, how she had to become the servant to the stepsisters. The adopted person gains the full rights as if that person was a blood-born child. So full inheritance and everything that the parents have and is given to any natural child is also belonging to the adopted child. So whatever Jesus has, because we're co-heirs with him, we have. And we have to envision seeing that those blessings and things that heaven contains are at our disposal so that we can utilize to expand God's kingdom on earth. So I want you to see yourself as royalty. We are sons and daughters of the King of Kings, and he wants you to use his authority, his power. He rules and reigns and wants you to do that over any area of your life. So we're going to have our perspective go up higher, like the eagles see way above the storm. He wants you to see that too.
According to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of ones according to his riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us of all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will according to the good pleasure which he purposed himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in him. In him we've also obtained the inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be the praise of his glory. In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, sealed with this Holy Spirit of promise.
Yes, we were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Wow. You know, when the king puts a seal on a letter, they used to use wax that they melted on the back of the envelope to seal the envelope. So it was a seal to seal it. And then they put the signet stamp, you know, the initial of the king was on that wax. So it could be confidential. And then you don't break the seal or open it until it's delivered to the recipient. We are sealed belonging to God, that it is indelible. And we have like this spiritual stamp on us of who we belong to. And it's an amazing thing when you now belong to God and you have everything that he has given you. And I love that. I love thinking about the sealing of we're sealed with the Holy Spirit, that we have, it's greater than a tattoo. You know, God has this spiritual indelibility that every demon, devil, and evil spirit sees the seal on us. They know who we are. They know who we belong to. They know who is our Lord. And so that is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, to the praise of his glory. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayer. So we give thanks to God for all the blessed brothers and sisters of the Lord in our lives. And we constantly should be grateful for being in the family of God. Amen. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith, the Lord Jesus, and your love for all the saints. Okay, so after you heard of the faith, because you are of the same faith now, you can give thanks. That's why we don't cease to give thanks to God. And we should continually give thanks to him. So let's continue in verse 16. Do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, and the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. Okay, so Lord, give everyone the understanding right now. Enlighten everyone's eyes to show each one the hope of his or her calling, what God's calling is in their life, but what individual calling each person has for the end of the age and for 2025. I thank you, Lord God, that you are giving the riches of your glory, of your inheritance to each ABC-er, each saint of the body of Christ, what is the exceeding greatness of God's power towards us, because we believe, according to the working of God's mighty power in us. We ask you today to show that great mighty power to each and every person listening to this teaching, that God worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places. And each one of us are seated with Jesus in these heavenly places, far, 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 far above all principality and power and might and dominion, far, far above all problems, all challenges, all pain, all sickness, far, far above depression and discouragement and anything that has been harassing anybody. Far, far above is where we should be, and we need to remain and not feel overwhelmed, because whatever is over someone is whelming them. No, the devil has to be under our feet and not be overwhelming anybody in Jesus' name. And so we thank you, Lord God, to rise up, rise up, rise up. Rise up, each and every one of you. Rise up to where you need to be again. Rise up to where you know who you should be and know it in the scriptures, but rise up today in who you have been called to be in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That when God raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet, and we put all these challenges, demons, devils, and evil spirits and problems under our feet. And God gave him, Jesus, to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body. We are the body of Christ, the fullness of him who fills all in all. I impart to each person right now this power filling each and every one to go higher, farther, higher above where you have never been before in glory. Hallelujah. To be used to a greater degree against the darkness, as we are part of the kingdom of light, expanding the kingdom of God as his ambassadors today, increasing in wisdom, increasing in power, increasing in every area of our lives, because that power is already inside of us, but it has to be unleashed to a greater degree in Jesus' name, now, now. And demons, devils, and evil spirits run from us. They flee from us because we are submitted to God and resist every demon, devil, and evil spirit. We resist every temptation, every addiction, every bad habit, every past challenge, every bad memory, all negativity. And abundance comes to us of wisdom, abundance of riches and wealth, abundance of solutions for every problem, abundance in every area, because we visualize it, we magnetize it, we visualize ourselves as being who God has caused us to be and who he has created us as a born-again, spirit-filled creature of God, totally transformed and metamorphosized in your image. And we are going to do great exploits for you in Jesus' mighty name.
Praise the Lord. Love when that happens to you.
Amen.
Amen. So let's go forward today. Think about your wisdom. Ask the Lord. Spend some quiet time getting your wisdom down. And then find out why he wants you to do it. And just write it down and put it down and keep that in front of you and push on toward a goal. And let's talk about something here. Back in the 50s, Ray Kroc walked into a McDonald's restaurant in California. He had a vision for him across the United States. Okay. Later, he got the vision taken around the world. Today, it's the biggest restaurant chain in the world, making hundreds of millions of dollars a month. Because he had a vision, he saw something. You don't know where your vision is going to take you. But if God's putting you into a vision, he wants you to do it. Now, think about this for a second. All visions are going to work together for good. Your vision is going to work together with Deborah's visions, with Apostle Joshua's visions, Pastor Sarah's visions, all of us here. They're all going to come together somehow, some way for good, for the glory of God. There's no small part of a vision, just like there's no unimportant part of a car. I don't care if the car is a lug nut on the side of the wheel. That's important because it keeps the wheels on. Okay? It's not just the engine. It's not just the transmission. It's not just the battery. They all have to work together. Some way, somehow, what you're putting together in that vision, God's going to put together to make this beautiful, final thing that he wants done. And that's where we're going with this, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, if you know of any sins, go ahead. All right, if you know of any sins, go ahead and confess them now. If not, please repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1:9.
According to 1 John 1:9.
Okay, when he had given thanks, Jesus broke it, said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this, recall me affectionately into remembrance." Yes, we remember you, Jesus. So repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father,
Dear Heavenly Father,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
we come to your table.
We come to your table.
We thank you.
We thank you.
For you love the world so much.
For you love the world so much.
That you gave your only begotten Son.
That you gave your only begotten Son.
To come to earth.
To come to earth.
As a baby.
As a baby.
To be the Son of Man.
To be the Son of Man.
The sacrificial Lamb.
And the sacrificial Lamb.
To redeem us.
To redeem us.
Okay, we'll take the body now in Jesus' name. We, Lord, we take this in remembrance of you.
And according to 1 Corinthians 11, 25 to 26, similarly, when supper was ended, he took the cup also, saying, "This cup is the new covenant, ratified and established in your blood. As often as we drink it, we call God affectionately to remembrance. For every time we eat this bread and drink this cup, we are representing and signifying and proclaiming the fact of the Lord's death until he comes again." Can you please repeat this prayer with me? Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
That you have done the work of redemption.
You've done the work of redemption.
That was fulfilled at the cross.
That was fulfilled at the cross.
And we partake of your blood.
We partake of your blood.
That was payment for our redemption.
That was payment for our redemption.
And we are so grateful.
We are so grateful.
And we do this in remembrance of you now.
In remembrance of you now. All right, so our 20 affirmations. We've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Everybody ready? We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. One more. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Praise the Lord.